Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Ionis Pharmaceuticals receives FDA approval for Zanvastro, the first disease-modifying treatment for Alexander disease. Pharmaceutical Executive gathers analyst reaction to the week's biggest biotech stories, from the CAR-T safety halts to Ultragenyx's trial failure. And Nate Hill of Strive Pharmacy speaks on the regulatory uncertainty facing compounded peptides ahead of FDA's expected Category 1 decision. FDA approves Ionis Pharmaceuticals' Zanvastro, zilganersen, the first and only disease-modifying treatment for Alexander disease, an ultra-rare progressive leukodystrophy in pediatric and adult patients. The RNA-targeted antisense therapy, administered quarterly via intrathecal injection, meets its primary endpoint in patients 5 and older with 33.3% stabilization of gait speed and shows motor improvement in children ages 2 to 4. The approval also grants Ionis a rare pediatric disease priority review voucher, with Recordati holding commercialization rights outside the U.S. pharmaceutical executive's latest roundup, answers reader questions on the week's biggest biotech stories, gathering analyst reaction across a run of major headlines. Jefferies' Maury Raycroft and William Blair's Sammy Corwin weigh in on Ultragenyx's Angelman syndrome trial failure and the Novartis and Bristol-Myers squib CAR-T safety halts, while Incubate's John Stanford and ADVI's Lindsay Bielor-Greenleaf offer perspective on the Simcere-Roche licensing deal and the new round of most favored nation agreements. The wrap also touches on GSK's mRNA flu vaccine progress and Lilly's acquisition of Merida Biosciences. Finally, Pharmaceutical Executive speaks with Nate Hill, co-founder and chief executive officer of Strive Pharmacy, on the regulatory uncertainty surrounding compounded peptides. Hill distinguishes regulated state-licensed compounding pharmacies that source from FDA-inspected, GMP-compliant suppliers from research-grade vendors that market products for human use, despite disclaimers limiting them to research purposes. He says Strive won't produce peptides until FDA grants Category 1 status, which he expects could come within months, giving providers a trusted alternative to informal supply networks. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.